Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. That's the name football, of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we've got in mind to optimism, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know, we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you rant about this podcast too. Just a side where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss between the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you love this podcast.
Welcome back to Life Mountain West Connection. Jeremy Moss here, hanging out with Chris Hondris. Check us out, mwcconnection.com. You see, I didn't pause there for you, Chris, so you couldn't do anything crazy. Until now. Check us out, MWC Connection on Twitter. We're on Google Plus if you want to find maneuver over there and kind of see the slow-rolling minutia we have going up on that website.
But more importantly, we're fooling around on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook a lot. I am trying to get Google Plus going again. Who knows? There's people over there that might look at it. So check out there. Check out Facebook.
Are they the same people that consistently use RSS feeds?
Oh, that's a discussion oh, man. We're starting off topic right now. I'm still upset over the loss of Google Reader, which people don't know it's an RSS feed to keep track of the many websites or newspaper websites and recruiting sites. And every website I track is typically there, because I'd rather look through there than have 50 tabs open on my computer to slow it to a crawl. And organizational purposes, it works great. However, Sports Illustrated, I don't like you anymore. A lot of websites, Reno Gazette Journal, you're not my biggest fan. Colorado Gazette, Springs Gazette Journal, come on. I use RSS feed for organizational purposes. Sorry, I don't view your ads and click on those stupid pop-ups that come in front of me.
And guess what? You're the only one.
No, I could talk to a select certain people who would be in 100% agreement with me.
Certain people.
Yeah, who do the same thing I do.
Select certain people. Not the majority of the world.
No, but people that are my industry, whether it's writing on the website or working at my radio station to keep track of news, it's so awesome to keep track. Simply, it's just so easy. But no, I have to now go to all the websites, remember the websites, because some websites I forget the name, so it's in my RSS reader, and I open it up, and I'm good to go.
You know, I'm glad I'm the one who forced you to go off topic within the first minute.
What do you have?
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay.
I really have nothing.
It's just annoying. If you're in the industry and need to keep track of news, it's much easier, right? Am I wrong on this?
Well, I guess for your industry.
How do you keep track of news?
Me?
Yeah. Open a website.
Are we talking about what kind of news are we talking about?
Well, here's what's in my RSS feeder.
See, it just depends on what you define as news.
All the Mountain West news to keep track of the website, because you know this is the Mountain West Connection. Gotta be connected.
I go to our website.
True, that's a very good point. Go to mwcconnection.com. But I can't keep track of everything of every team, and neither can you of your team you follow, Boise State or Wyoming, or this is the Wyoming show. We'll get to the Cowboys momentarily, and your bowling punts quota will be exceeded, so pick the over for whatever Chris is gonna go with.
I say 10.
We already have one, since I just said bowling in a pun-related manner. But, yes, I get visit their website, but yet there's stuff where doesn't go on our website that I may just tweet out. So I also have, yeah, news.
Honestly, you want to know where I get my news if I'm not going to the website?
Reddit.
No, not why would I go? No,
that's the internet's homepage, you know.
Yeah, no, I go to the newspapers themselves.
I know, but it's much easier to see what's coming in and when, because in organizational purposes, it's, oh, this was an hour ago, this is at 10 p.m. It just shows up there, and I click and go. How hard is that? That's simple.
By the way, for those of you listening, we've been having the same conversation for the past 15 minutes before the show started.
Yes, we did, because I was going through to find out the... I'm like, how come where's my Wyoming news? I'm like, hey, let's go to my RSS reader. Hey, wait, Wyoming hasn't been updated in 100 days. That can't be right. So... that's the conversation we had before the show. It's just, I know you can tweet in at us at MWC Connection, put a comment on the Facebook or the website for this podcast, but if you're in an industry where you need to follow the news, it's awesome. If you ask Bill Connolly, he will say he misses Google Reader.
Well, I think I don't think there's anybody who doesn't miss Google Reader.
Okay, an RSS reader that's efficient, or at all, any RSS reader, who doesn't use... He uses those, as do a lot of people.
I guess.
That's all I'm getting at. Whatever. There's other stuff going on as well, so we'll move on, right? Cowboys. Yeah. Wyoming Cowboy football. Here's what you need to know. If this is the first time you're hearing this, you're in trouble. But
yeah, you've missed 11 other teams we've previewed for, plus another couple regular shows just about football.
No, not just that. I'm just saying the Wyoming news. If you don't know Dave Christensen is no longer the head coach, you're in trouble. Craig Bull is the head. Here's the changes. Craig Bull is the head coach. Came from North Dakota State, 3-time FCS national title consecutively. They do not have Brett Smith, who went to the NFL, now in the CFL. They lost
Jason. Austin Carter Samuels has been gone for a few years.
Well, geez, if you're going that far back, come on, that's, no.
Well, you know, some people just don't ever pay attention to Wyoming football.
Good point. We do have Ben Mitchum on Wyoming recruiting, so that's, follow him on Twitter, Ben Mitchum. He broke a story, I was going to say we, but I'll give, he honestly.
No, he broke the story.
About a month ago, a Wyoming recruit, he has quotes and everything about 3-star running back from Missouri. The name escapes me now, but... yeah, scout.com. I sent him an email. I'm like, hey, can you grab this name? I'm like, hey, this name sounds familiar. I think we did something. Can you grab it? He replies back. I had that back in July or something. Lo and behold, and he had it up in July. First-hand quotes and everything.
See? Mountain West Connection.
And
that's, efficient.
Yeah, and yes. And that's why we had 300 Facebook shares. No big deal. Just saying on that one post.
Something like that.
But then Jason Thompson transferred to Utah for some reason to follow Dave Christensen. And he's, yeah, he has to sit out of here, but he's probably be 6 on the depth chart when he's eligible. Sounds kind of odd. So Wyoming has a new quarterback. They lost Robert Heron to the NFL. They lost Marquestin Huff to the NFL.
But they bring back Sean Wick.
Sean Wick. Is Brandon Miller still around, I believe? But
yes, sir.
That's kind of where Wyoming's at now. They have a lot to, they need a lot of help. No, Brandon Miller.
They don't have Brandon Miller back. They have Dominic Rupert.
No, they have DJ May back, who missed last year with an injury. So with Wyoming, here's what we know. We got Craig Bull. He brought a lot of assistants with him. I remember we made fun of him having a $800 a month stipend in his contract for housing. And also, he's a certified pilot. His pilot license.
Pretty much. You know that whole NCAA lawsuit thing that basically is requiring... or not requiring, but allowing schools to pay players up to $5,000 a year. None of that. None of that compares to getting in a personalized flight by Craig Bull.
Correct.
Yeah.
100% agree. So Craig Bull is a man. What Wyoming's going to do?
He's 40.
Oh, he is?
No, you just said Craig Bull's the man.
Oh, I thought I said old man. Sorry. He's only 40 years old. That can't be right.
No, he's not.
Well, I'm like, what?
Oh, you completely missed out on the Mike Gundy reference.
Oh, yes, gotcha. Yeah, we'll move on. With Wyoming, let's just go to the beginning. Let's start at the quarterback position. It's going to be a Colby at Kirkgaard, junior college transfer, is going to be a senior. He has a grand total of 26 attempts.
Yeah. But he did play a few more reps in he did play a few reps in 2012, which is where most of those reps came, and you know, when Brett Smith went down. But he says Brett Smith played all of last year.
Yeah.
Kirkgaard has basically been sitting on the bench for a full year.
Yeah, he's a junior college transfer. Came. He basically was like a last second, because 2 years ago, when, if we go back to your Austin Carter Samuels reference, it actually does come back to help us in here because he transferred abruptly. They brought in, like, who do we have? We have nobody. So they bring in JUCO guy, Colby Kirkgaard. Brett Smith came in, true freshman a couple years ago. So he's been there for a couple years backing up Smith. The only problem is, in the most recent scrimmage, Kirkgaard was a robust 2 of 7 in their most recent scrimmage. However, there are multiple drops. So I don't know enough about Kirkgaard to make any sort of opinion, because we know what Craig.
Yeah, but 6'3", 207 is, I mean, that's a good size.
Yeah, and they're going to run. This is not going to be any spread attack or anything close to what Dave Christensen did.
This is going to be a run-heavy offense, because that was Craig Bohl's job, was, you know, bowling the defenders over.
Ah, or I was going to go with bowl them over. That's two. Two there, folks. Keep track.
Oh, no, they have to keep track on themselves. You can't keep track for them.
Good point, because we'll probably miscount. So, yeah. Hey, if you find out how many bowling points, I think we're at three, but put them in the comments. That'll be great. Have fun with it. But, yeah, their offense is going to be more pro-style. And plus, with who they lost, it's not going to be a huge transition.
It's not going to be a huge transition, because where you're going from Brett Smith into a quarterback heavy spread offense, heavy pass, heavy run, whatever, with Sean Wick at the helm, and you're going to have DJ Mayback, and you know, even to you know, fifth string quarterback last year, third string running back, Omar Stover. I mean, you're going to have a fairly deep running back core that you're going to be able to get a run-heavy offense. And with Bowl's offense, have you ever gotten a chance to watch North Dakota State over the past few years?
A little bit.
Okay. How many yards per game rushing did a Bowl offense have?
I don't have that in front of me. Do you?
No, but if I remember correctly, it was somewhere at least 180 yards per game.
They were one of the most efficient offenses in FCS.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to now would be, who's their offensive line going to be? How many guys they're returning? And replicating that is going to be quite difficult, because if you look at their team totals, I have it right here now, they are 7th in the country. No, their rushing offense was 257 per game. They were 7th in FCS running offense. So clearly, this is not going to be a team that's going to sling it around.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is a...
That's a lot of yards.
That is a lot of yards. We're talking... Because they're not triple option, were they?
Nope.
No. So that's
good.
That is run heavy... Except I do remember them, gunning the ball deep a little bit.
No, they threw the ball some, but they're traditionally, like I said, they were running the ball. They were up the middle.
It's basically
Big Ten football.
Think of the New Mexico style offense with a lot more passing.
They didn't really do pistol or option stuff. This is hand it off and I'll crush you. Basically, brick wall versus brick wall. Who's going to win?
Hey, I just got some breaking news.
Oh, what's this?
Breaking news. The quadrant system is officially broken.
At Hawaii?
Hawaii. Ikeka Woolsey has been named the starter.
Oh, and he does send a quick text to our man Chris Turner. He'll probably have it up in 5 seconds.
Well, what do you think I'm looking at? He just broke it up on Twitter.
Oh, he did, of course. I don't have Twitter open here. Sorry, I'm Wyoming stuff up. Yeah, that's...
So I had to interrupt. Okay, so now back to Wyoming. But, yeah, so the run-heavy offense, there is a little bit more pass involved than what you see of a triple-option offense or even a run-heavy-based offense. But this is a... So that's where we're saying, though, that Christensen's offense, with Christensen leaving, you know, it's not leaving a huge gap in an offense in terms of questions. Because Bull's going to come in there, and like I said, he's just going to take over and work with what he has and make it a run-heavy team. And the great thing about a run-heavy team, as long as you know how to protect the ball and maneuver, you're going to be scoring points.
Sure, but the offensive line has some question marks.
Okay, we're going to get into that.
Well, let's just get into that now. You got anything else before that? You want to go to running back? What do you want to go?
I think I covered running back fairly efficiently.
Yeah, that running back would be great. Sean Wick, DJ Mitts, a good combo. Could be one of the underrated combos in the league, in my opinion, because May was pretty good as a freshman that year.
I was going to go to wide receiver next, but that's fine. We'll go to the line, and then we'll talk about
receivers. We'll mix it up, because the running game's potent. If they have Jay Jones is back, Connor Raines, they have combined 36 starts, very good.
And then after that, nothing.
Yeah, guys are gone. Like Tyler Strong, 33 starts gone. Walker Madden, 10 starts gone.
Chase Roullier, 4 starts, will be starting. Rafe Keeley, 4 starts.
Should be. Yeah,
you're right, should be.
With these guys having multiple starts, it's not as bad as we're probably saying initially. Just means that means if you have 4 starts, you probably played in 8 games at least.
But I mean, this is a team with how bad we're saying their offensive line, you know, how much they're losing people. I mean, this was a team last year, their offensive line ranked 48th according to Football Outsiders.
It's pretty good.
So, you know, they didn't really give up very many sacks. So, 1 sack every 119 snaps. You know, there wasn't too many lost yards. This is a fairly solid offensive line. And even by losing Tyler Strong, who your left guard who had 33 starts, and Walker Madden, 10 starts, Albert Perez, 6 starts. Well, that's where your losses come in.
Well, but Albert Perez, look at that, 6 starts. Who else is starting in the center then? Because that's not
Ray
even the
Healy, who was Albert Perez, I think he left 6 starts last year because he was injured. That's where Rafe Keeley, that's where you see the 4 starts. I think they came in last year.
Yeah, they have a bit more, they have some experience there. It just is not starting experience. I think it's going to be, it's not going to be terrible. You got 2 returning starters, but it's going to be an okay, I don't think it's going to be as good as last year's line, but it's not terrible. If there's any issue with losing 3 starters, you have backups who play a decent amount.
Yeah, you're right. And if Kirkgaard is maneuvering well, and if the running game can get out of the backfield early, Wyoming's not going to have a problem on offense.
Yeah, their offense has potentially to, and Kirkgaard, he's been in the system for a while as a 5th-year senior, played at JUCO, played out at Wyoming. They'll be right heavy, but then you got Dominic Ruffin, who's had he led the team last year in catches with 75. He wasn't as,
he was more accurate. He was more, correct. He dropped less passes than Robert Heron last year.
Yeah.
With more yards. He was a faster receiver than Heron, it seemed overall.
Yeah, you got Tanner Gentry as well with almost 40 catches. They returned 170 catches, almost 150 catches just about. And then Sean Wick.
Riffin, Gentry, and Claiborne.
Yeah, down the backfield, Wick got about almost two a game at 21. So they'll have this offense.
They're not going to take a step back.
It'll be, I would say at worst, about close to being the same overall and say efficiency. Yards for running the ball to passing will probably be a bit different.
If anything, what we're going to see is we're going to see kind of a shift. We're going to see a less pass-heavy offense, so the receivers won't be, you know, targeted as much. You're going to see more on the running end, but you're still going to see about the same yards per game, the same amount of scoring per game, hopefully, or maybe more efficient scoring.
Hey, if you feel confident, yeah, that's the case to go.
Hey, I've told you once, Craig Bull plans to go on bowling.
Oh, there he is. Mark it down.
Stop it.
I just said mark it down. I didn't count it for you.
Okay, fine.
All right, so what do you got for the defense?
Not too great. Of course, I feel like that's a running trend in the Mountain West. Whenever we talk about defense, it's not too great unless you talk about San Diego State or Utah State. But Yeah, last year ranked 113th overall, 109th rushing, 106th passing. I mean, you got to do better than that. And what's nice is that most of the defensive line returns.
What a bad defense.
Eddie Yarbrough returning. You only used Justin Berthaler, who really, you know, he had 33 tackles, 4.5 sacks, but really that's not too much, especially when you consider Sonny Pulitasi, the defensive end, having the same exact stats, except more tackles for losses.
However, the defense, you might be fall camp scrimmages are hard to judge by sometimes. But in the most recent scrimmage from Wyoming, the defense pretty much did what they wanted, beat up the offense. Receivers couldn't get open. They got pressure to kill Kurt Gard. And basically, I think when did they scrimmage? This was yesterday, or today, actually. So today is a Wednesday, Tuesday. Defense won the day for Tuesday. They were getting into the backfield. Like I said, Kurt Gard went 207. They were not doing well passing the ball. Tom Thornton was 1 of 3. Austin Hort probably didn't even play in that scrimmage, most likely.
But let me ask you this. You know, you just said fall scrimmages look completely different sometimes than what you see on our, you know, in real life. Don't you think that the defense has probably been working on shutting down offenses more?
Well, that's their goal.
Especially that's what I think we talked about this spring practice a little. I know Ben definitely did. I thought the defense was more focused.
Yeah, that's what it seems like here. They played better. And also, think about starting left tackle Nathan Lettich had a concussion, didn't practice for a second consecutive day, and so he wasn't out there to help the offensive line. And so there's just a few injuries out there that's kind of going on that happens at this point in camp. But it...
So is the backup defensive end... Okay, I got to ask you this. So who's going to be the backup defensive end? Is it going to be Sonny Pulitasi, or is it going to be CIOC Halaapiapi?
You just want me to see one of those names and butcher them. I'm not falling for that trap.
Because we know it's going to be Halaapiapi who's actually going to back up, even though he did play in 10 games last year. Had quite a bit of, you know.
Here's the thing in the defense. Looking who they have back, yeah, they bring back pretty much everybody. Their whole linebacking core is back. So there's one starter on the defensive line. Their biggest loss is the secondary, where Marquestin Huff was drafted somewhere in the NFL, I don't recall. He was picked up by some team, at least. And then you got lost Chad Reese. But here's the thing. You still got Blair Burns, who was a freshman All-American a couple years ago?
Yes.
Him and Tim Hayes have a combined 13 pass breakups and 2 interceptions. And if you look down way down there, Xavier Lewis had 3 pass breakups last year. Their secondary is aggressive. And if their defense, which wasn't very good last year, I get the point. We said versus Nevada. Yeah, they're bringing back at least double-digit starters, but it's bad talent returning.
Yeah, here's the difference between here and Nevada.
New coaching staff is a big deal, too.
Well, first of all, new coaching staff. But secondly, you're absolutely right. Look how aggressive. So many X amount of pass breakups, Y amount of interceptions. Nevada flat out did not have that.
Correct, because I think if we looked at Nevada, they had very few tackles for loss, very few sacks. And then they got Eddie Yarbrough. We didn't even mention him. He's going to be
Eddie Yarbrough.
Oh, sorry. Listen. I apologize. But he had 6.5 sacks, 12.5 for loss. He even helped that force a couple fumbles. They made plays. Sonny Pelatula had 4.5 sacks, 10 for loss. They made plays. Like I said, Nevada defense did not make many plays, and that's the difference.
Yeah. The Wyoming defense did make plays. They just made plays after giving up way too many yards.
Well, when you give up, was it 60 points to certain teams?
Yeah. No, look, this is a rundown of last year's scores. They lost to Nebraska, gave up 37 points, but scored 34. They gave up 42 points to Texas State. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. They gave up 31 points to New Mexico, so that's all rushing.
Jeez, come on.
They gave up 52 to Colorado State, and that's where we kind of started thinking, oh, Colorado State might be good. 51 to San Jose State.
That overtime game versus Hawaii, was it 56-53 or something like that?
Yeah, they gave up 56 points to Hawaii by narrowly beating them 59-56. 48 to Fresno State, 48 to a bad Boise State offense, a bad being a relative term. 35 points to Utah State. This was a team that just last year.
And wait, hold on. I stopped you right now. You know how quickly I said the loss of the other website? 29 seconds ago, our man Chris Turner achieved expectations.
Boom.
There's now a post on the website about the non-quadrant quarterback system.
So last year, I think.
Proceed.
Right. You know, last year, so this is one of the things that, you know, it takes a look at. Once they got past the defensive line, most of those players were gone. Because then if you look at the linebackers, okay, Jordan Stanton, who's returning this year, had 101.5 tackles.
Woo!
With two picks. Mark Nuzia, Ziocha.
Dragon.
Mark Ziocha.
Dragon.
Yep, right. Ziocha. At the end, it's silent. 82.5 tackles. Lucas Waka, 64.5 tackles. I mean, the linebackers have so many tackles. It's, you know, this is past the defensive line. People are racking up yards.
That's at least 4 yards of... I'm going to look at that. That's about 4 yards of carry, 4 yards of carry on the running game.
Right. The sack numbers only, okay. How many sacks total? Six and a half. So 9, 15 and a half, 17 and a half, 18, 23 sacks total.
Not bad.
Not bad, but that number needs to go way up.
It does, but for the defense, that wasn't very, because nationally, I'm pulling that up right now just to see how that, or at least within the league. It's not terrible, but it's 23. Oh, I went to team statistics. I should have been more prepared for the show. I have not. Uh-huh. For those who know, we spent about 2 minutes getting ready for the show.
And the other 20 ranting.
No, yeah.
But it's one of those things. How do you give up that many points, but yet have that many tackles, and be that aggressive on pass break? You know, pass breakups and interception.
You want to know why? You want to know how?
Misplays.
Misplays. They were ninth in passing yards per game. So 29. They gave up. Here's the thing. They gave up 32 passing touchdowns, which was the second most in the Mountain West. And they also allowed 261 yards per game through the air.
There's your answer,
right?
What that tells me.
They go for a big play and miss. They try for a big play and miss.
Right. That tells me blown assignments. They go for the big play instead of going for the SWAT.
And even on the ground, they gave up 220 yards on the ground.
And that leads to, you know, touchdowns all over the place. But that's also why you see Marquiston Huff having 100 tackles as a free safety.
No, no, no.
That should not be happening.
No. So what do you expect for the – what do you think – because here's the thing about – I get – because in the Mountain West, it's like the old whack. Let's sling the ball – or the Big 12. Sling the ball around like crazy. If they were – had to give up the same amount of yards but were fourth or fifth in the league, not a big deal. But when they're at the bottom, that's where the issue comes in. It doesn't really matter. You want to put it in perspective. Just because they give up X amount of yards doesn't mean they're that bad. But they were that bad. They need to tone down – to try to make the big play, to make the smart play. So instead of trying to beat the jump the corner, the out route, or jump any sort of routes, maybe stick to your guy and knock the ball down when he's trying to catch it. Or if he catches it, just tackle him. Don't try to strip it to make a play. Make the smart play, and then if you can get a hand on the ball, go for it.
Right. No, exactly. And so... you know, that's – is there anything else to kind of just beat on except for that?
They need – the only thing – I don't know. I know we always say we're too high in these teams, but I'm a big proponent of returning talent. It's a big deal. Or returning – well, returning players, I should say. Talent is questionable in some of these teams.
No, they all – this is one of those things that – it is returning talent.
Yeah.
These players are talented. The question is, can they make the plays that they're supposed to make? They have the experience and they have the aggressiveness that, I mean, you see it. You know?
And they were only -4, which is not terrible, but not great either. Turnover.
-4 in turnovers, so.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not what you want, but it's not. You're not San Diego State, who somehow is -11 and still won how many games they won.
Right. And last year, okay, Brett Smith had 11 interceptions. How many fumbles did Wyoming cause last year? I'm going to look that up right
now. Like, how many they forced?
How many did they
lose?
Lose, yeah.
I don't know. Look that up.
I'm on it.
Go for it. You look that up while I will. I guess let's move on to the schedule a little bit.
Yep.
Here's who they have. We'll get to that in a moment. Schedule wise, they go to Oregon this year. That's quite tough. Their schedule. Actually, before we get scheduled, there's some bowling aspirations. Oh, jeez. not meaning to be a pun, but there's bowling aspirations for Wyoming this year.
Always.
Yes, there always are. But there's been projections where they could get 6 or 7 wins, go to the bowl game. I think it's feasible. They do play two pretty big opponents at Oregon, at Michigan State, which are going to be losses. But it's kind of overall, they got Montana, they host Air Force, they host Florida Atlantic, they got to go to Hawaii, but they host like San Jose State, they do have to travel to Fresno. They get some good teams at home, which could help, but this will be a good year if they can get to a bowl game with Craig Bull in his first season.
Yeah, absolutely. And so...
Do you have that yet? I'm done talking.
No, I couldn't find it, so you okay. Can go ahead. Okay. Yeah, so here's... we can easily estimate it, right?
Estimate what?
What the turnover ratio was.
Oh, we're still on that?
Well, you said, do you have it yet?
You said, oh, I can't find it, so I figure we're moving on from there.
Okay, well, you know.
So what should they be? Are they going to, there's probably, I think it's safe to say, well, there's always a luck factor, because look what University of Houston did last year. They were, what, +29? It's not going to be that big a turnover, but I assume there'll be less turnovers because Brett Smith, a little bit of gunslinger, and he fumbled the ball a little bit when he was running the way he did. I doubt Kirkgaard's going to run that much. He's going to be more, there's going to be less passes, which means less chance for a turnover or interception. So I think there'll be, I think they should be about it. If they can be a +1 or 0, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you're right. If they can get to 0, they're going to be in pretty good shape. So schedule. You know, I'm actually scared for this opening game.
Montana Grizzlies, is that right? Are they the Grizzlies?
Yes, Montana.
What's Montana State then?
The Bobcats.
Oh, okay. Oh, it says the Grizzlies here. I wasn't even looking at it. I've had a different page open for a minute. Oh. Sorry, pal. So, do you really think there's a thought of a loss to Montana?
Okay. Think about this.
They've had history of losing to teams like Cal and Poly in the past.
Exactly. This is a Montana football team that hasn't really been, you know, threatening the last few years, but they're still a consistently good team. I mean, last year, the Grizzlies
they're in a contention to win the Big Sky and earn a playoff berth every year.
Yeah, pretty much. Last year, this was a Montana team that was 12-3. They lost to Coastal Carolina.
In the playoffs. Well, still a win, right? Come on.
With Craig Bull at the helm, yes. This is going to be a win.
Ah, I see. With Craig Bull.
If Dave Christensen was at the helm...
I like that sound. Was that our Craig or Dave Christensen sound?
Yeah. Flyboy.
Yeah, I know. I converse with the coach.
Here's the thing. And this is why I'm so concerned about Montana team. Because last year, they beat up on Appalachian State 36, beat North Dakota 55-17, beat Division II team 47-14. Beat Portland State 55-27. Beat UC Davis 40. They're a high-powered offense. The first game right off the bat, we're going to know whether that defense has improved or not.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's a victory for Wyoming.
I agree with you, but it's still one of those FCS games to think like that's a potential upset.
Like somehow, how did Eastern Washington beat Oregon State
last
year when they have one of the best quarterbacks in the Pac-12?
Exactly.
Well, it's a win. There's no reason to discuss. Well, we got Air Force next, but Oregon, Michigan State, no chance. Or do you give them a chance against Michigan State? Maybe a little bit.
I'll give a chance against both.
Both?
Both.
Expound upon the Ducks there for me.
Expound upon the Ducks.
They do have this guy named Marcus Mariota. Who's pretty good.
They are every single year.
Say that again. I talked over you.
I said the Ducks are pretty damn good, like they are every single year.
Yes. I mean,
they're going to be in contention for the playoff every single year. But see, here's the thing. Looking at Bill Connolly's preview.
Bring in the numbers.
Bring in the numbers. This is a team that's bound to take a step back just because, okay, Helfrich, first year last year, went 11-2. Fine, whatever. But at the same time, they're going to have, you know, they're going to have some things as soon as Mariota went down last year.
They had some issues?
Yeah, they had some issues.
Okay.
Once Mariota went down, the number of points went down, the opponent's number of points went slightly up. If Mariota stays healthy in that game or before that game, Wyoming has no chance. But being that Bull has done what he's done over the past years, remember, because as an FCS team...
Kansas State, he's won three of them. Was three in a row, I think?
Yeah, Kansas State, Iowa, I think, was in there.
Iowa State, maybe.
Iowa State. He knows how to knock off big teams in big games.
And now he has actually, well, you assume, better talent than he did at North Dakota State.
Exactly.
But no, being Mr. Sunshine. They're going to...
No. I'm giving Oregon a 99% chance to win.
It's going to be 54-14.
Yeah. But those 14 points wouldn't have happened with Dave Christensen.
Honestly, if this was a Dave Christensen with Brett Smith, they'd score probably 25 points. Maybe. But, okay, that's a loss. What about Air Force? Air Force, week two, league play.
Win.
Win? No concern? Even with that type of triple option?
Air Force is...
It's not triple option. It is the run option.
Run option. Air Force is hurting right now. They've got so many issues within the program.
Oh, yeah. There was a... We never discussed the issue about... investigation on their part for... Oh, no. We didn't mention it, so we don't need to get into that again.
So, I mean, there's so many just...
stuff going on there.
Yeah, I don't think Air Force even has a chance. But, you know, if Air Force wins, we were talking about 3-9 at the beginning of the season, maybe 4-8 when we first did our previews.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and more stuff has happened. If they win one or two games, I might be surprised. But right.
What do we know about? Go ahead.
So, Oregon lost. Florida Atlantic?
I don't know. It's is Bo Schembechler still the coach down there?
Is who?
Bo Schembechler.
Was Bo Schembechler ever the coach?
Yeah, that's where he coached. He's at the Florida school.
FAU.
Yes, that was him. That was Bo. Coach Bo.
No, that was Howard Schnellenberger.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry. Who's Bo Schembechler? Oh, jeez. I resigned myself from this position. Sorry.
Yeah, you might want to take a few steps out.
They have weird last names. Is that fair enough to say? Can I get a pass from that?
No, because it's two different teams and two different coaches. Howard Schnellenberger actually has a couple of national titles.
Yeah. The other guy punched a guy for his final game and got fired.
I know, it was awesome.
No, I don't know much about Florida Atlantic. Should we defer to our good guy, Nick Lewis?
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure if we'll want to refer to Nick Lewis within that, but we'll probably refer to one of the Underdog Dynasty guys.
Yeah, check out underdogdynasty.com. We'll probably do a Q&A. I would say, given at least altitude and travel-wise, why don't we get to about 10 points right there?
Yeah, absolutely, baby.
So... I'm not going to pretend to know about Florida Atlantic. I know they're in Conference USA. I do know, I think they are projected to, let's see right here.
Carl Pellini is the coach.
That's what it is, yeah. Oh, that's the cocaine guy, right? Wasn't there an issue about cocaine there in Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, that adds some spice to the game, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, their whole thing with Alcatraz.
Yeah, that too. Alcatraz. Their predicted finish and the consensus between all the media polls and stuff, fourth in the Conference USA, whatever division is, East Division.
So basically 10th overall.
Eh, about there.
Probably.
So let's just go with the win. I'm safe to say. We'll do research when it gets closer. What do you expect from us, folks? We have a lot of teams to cover here.
We've covered a lot of teams so far.
Yeah.
So right now that puts Wyoming at 3-1.
It's good shape. That's how they were last year. They start off hot, then something happens.
Yeah. Enter Michigan State.
Defending a Big Ten champion, Michigan State Spartans, right?
Yeah. See, I don't think they're going to win this. But I do think they've got a better chance than they do against Oregon.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You know why? Because Oregon's better than Michigan State.
Are we sure on that?
Yes.
Okay. Because Big Skabal?
What? No. Sorry.
Right.
Open date. Victory.
Well, that's why.
Now, Michigan State, it'll be closer. Well, here's the thing. Here's the one caveat to give on that game. D'Antonio there in Michigan State, they're not going to – they don't do the traditional under center time Big Ten. They do some shotgun. But they're not going to want to run up the score – or not run up, excuse me, run a fast-paced offense. They're not going to – have four or five wide receivers. So this is a game with the pacing and the style of play could favor Wyoming to keep it close.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what the spread comes out with that week. And we'll give you a good indication of whether you should be betting for or against it.
By the way, that's your job again this season, right?
Yes. Yes, good. It is.
The few things Chris writes, that's one thing he does every week once the season begins.
I think I do a pretty good job at it,
no,
too.
You do. No,
yeah. Weird. I'll admit, last year was weird. Just above 50%, as opposed to the 80-something percent correct I was the year before.
And for those who are wondering, we're going to attempt to include all 20-plus or so writers to give their picks every week. Attempt, I said.
What?
We're going to see if we have a weekly all of our picks. Because every time I do Yahoo, they don't do it right. Last year, I picked Mountain West and top 25. Or 2 years ago, I picked Mountain West top 25 teams. There's about 30 games a week, and that was too many. And no, everybody stopped after midway like I did. Then there was no option last year to choose only Mountain West. And so maybe we'll find a better pick'em group to do that. And then we'll submit our results from our writers and stuff. So
okay. So we're assuming Michigan State is lost, right?
Yeah. 3-2, bye week, head to Hawaii.
Win.
You sure? Even with the news today of Woosley being the guy?
Yeah. I think so. I just don't think Hawaii has enough power. Yeah.
I agree with you. It's just playing at Hawaii. It's like they're both the most extreme places to play in the league.
Which is why they have a trophy for it.
Oh, what's the trophy?
The Paniolo Trophy.
Did they ever? Oh, that's right. Did they ever find that trophy? Or is
no.
It still missing?
I think it's still missing.
We need to have a requisite update on that before the game begins.
Yeah.
So
I think we should make like a little paper mache trophy and give it to them.
We should send one to each and two. What we should do, we should totally do this. We will construct some trophy, have it have to be certified, so it's have to be a signature so we know they got it. certified mailed or something, some sort of track, you know, it's been delivered.
So what are you going to do? Like scrap metal, make like a... Which is pretty much what the old Paniola Trophy kind of looked like.
Was it a Hawaiian cow? Was it essentially cowboy? Because there's cowboys in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, it's that's the Hawaiian word for cowboy.
I will look for some. No, I'm legitimately going to do this. I'm going to look for a trophy that's reasonably priced out of our deep budget we get here on the website. Yeah, so about $5 essentially.
Yeah,
I'll go to the what do they call the thrift store and see what I can find. And the winner, I'll send it to the winner, to the head coach, and have it be certified mail, so basically signed for it, so I know it's been delivered. Is that a good idea?
I guess.
Why not? It's like, is that dumb, like clogging a fax machine for signing day? Is that the same type of cheesiness there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we should totally do it then.
Yeah, of course. All right, so with that, let's go for a win. So Craig Bully might be getting a surprise from me in a couple months. Yeah, then San Jose, I don't know. This team's, San Jose State still doesn't have a quarterback, so it's hard to say any adjustment on that game. About, at this point, by October 18th, yeah, we'll know. Like, these games, that's a toss-up game. The bronze boot's probably going to go to CSU. It's in Fort Collins. Wyoming's not beat. This last stretch is brutal.
Okay, so this is what I have to ask, though.
Second half is so tough. They're not going to get to six games, I don't think.
So this is where my thought comes in. Okay, so with the Hawaii game, 4-2, San Jose State 5-2, right?
I don't know if they beat San Jose State.
Oh, see, you're going with there. See, I'll go with beating San Jose State, especially at home. I think last year was humiliation enough that we could see an upset at Colorado State. If not, that last game versus New Mexico, remember, they managed to barely win that game. That should be a win. They'll get enough to get to six wins, and Craig Bowl will go bowling.
You think they will?
I think they will.
Well, if we go back to get really quick, let me mark these out. One, Montana, Air Force, Florida Atlantic, 3, Hawaii, 4.
San Jose State, 5.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to beat San Jose State to go to a bowl game. That's the big one. Because that stretch, at CSU, at Fresno, host Utah State, they do get
host
a
bye, Boise.
Then host Boise. That's a pretty tough stretch. It's like their schedule the past couple of years, whereas they've been well at the beginning of the year, go winning at least three games or so, being close.
So here's, yeah.
It's the San Jose State game. That's the game they have to win. And even Florida Atlantic, because we'll research them more, but it's not going to be a pushover. It's going to be a game where it'll be hard fought.
Yeah, so here's my thing.
What do you got?
Where Utah, now they're not going to beat Utah State or Boise State.
No.
But where the advantage comes in is they're going to have the bitter cold. And it just doesn't get cold like it gets
bro,
cold.
Bro, they're playing Utah State and Boise State. They're both in the cold weather as well. That's the
advantage. They're both in cold weather, but not 7,200 feet up in the air.
Have you ever been to Logan, Utah in the winter?
I have not.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
I have been to Boise in the winter.
Yeah. Logan, Utah is it's comparable. Laramie is the most extreme weather place when you include the wind and everything, but Utah State's a close second.
You know, I think we have to find out for ourselves.
I've been to a game. I was at Chucky Keaton getting injured. I was at a Logan, Utah game, Utah State game.
Yes, I know. I remember. But I think we need a trip out to Laramie.
Oh, man, that's a long... Dude, you know how far that long that takes to get there?
Not by plane.
Do you know how hard it is to get to Laramie by plane?
We're not going to Laramie by plane.
Yeah, you go to Denver, then drive 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is.
I need money.
No, you go to Cheyenne. You fly into Cheyenne.
How far is Cheyenne to Laramie, do you know?
90 minutes.
I bet it's cheaper to fly to Denver or Colorado Springs.
It's cheaper, but the pass is probably worse.
Yeah, I've driven that before.
Either way, we're probably not going to make it out to Laramie in the winter.
Unless somebody wants to pay us to go out there and cover the game.
Yes, absolutely.
Wink, wink, nod, nod to somebody.
Not judge, say no more.
So you're saying 6 wins. Are you how confident, a 1 to 10, are you giving them going to a bowl game of 6 wins?
8.
What? 8? Okay. Let me, okay. Now that you said 8, how much of that is that in consideration for bowl puns?
What?
You like your bowling puns. So out of that, as you say 8, is the 8 skewed by the potentially of having many of those during December?
Ooh.
I think you're being skewed a little bit to one of these bowling puns to say that they're going to go to a bowl game as 80% likelihood.
So you're basically telling me that I'm trying to skew what I say on bowling puns so they can go bowling.
Of course.
But see, here's the thing. You can't tell me by looking at the schedule they can't easily make 6-6.
Easily, I'm going to say you're wrong. Can they? Yes.
You really think that San Jose State at home...
I think they could lose to Hawaii on the road.
Well, yeah. Anybody can lose to Hawaii on the road because it's in freaking Hawaii.
Then how are you so sure they're getting the 6 wins if you're saying that's a win?
You said between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
I say 8 is moderately confident, but not completely.
That's more than moderately confident there. I would give them... I'll give them a 40% chance of getting going bowling.
Does that include 6 wins, or does that not include 6 wins?
40% chance they'll get to 6 wins and go to a bowl game.
Okay, so what if they make it to 6 wins? Then what do you get?
Well, they're going bowling, most likely.
Really? Because what if there's an excess amount of teams?
I was just saying that, unless there's a San Jose State thing. I think in the Mountain West, as long as they are not in the bottom like San Jose State was, they'll go to a bowl game. And plus, remember, there's 3 more bowl games, I think, this year. And then also the playoff. Well, playoff doesn't add any more games to it, essentially.
No.
Maybe. Yeah, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
So, assuming... Okay, if we want to break that down...
Look, if they start the season 3-2... Okay, half the way through the season. The 6-game preseason. 6 games through the season. If they are 4-2, they're going bowling. That game versus Hawaii is the key game. Do you agree with me there?
It's both those games, Hawaii and San Jose State. To go bowling, they almost have to win both of those games.
No, absolutely right. But I'm just saying, they're sitting at 4-2 after October 11th. Are they going to go bowling? Are they going to beat San Jose State? Are they going to beat New Mexico? Are they going to somehow upset somebody else? Will they get to those final 2 wins?
They're getting 5. I'll go 90% for 5 wins.
You'll go 90% for 5 wins, but you go only 50% for 6 wins.
No, I'll go 40% for 6 wins.
40%. That's a 50% draw.
Yeah, because that game's a 50-50 game. That's why.
I don't know, man.
We're going to have our official prediction, so we're going to put something together. Once I'm back from going on a little vacation, we'll have a show.
Please, bloggers don't take vacations.
No. When there's no internet, you kind of have to.
Fine.
Why? Did you say why?
No, I said fine.
Oh, fine. Yeah, that's a good excuse. When you don't have cell service for about 15 miles, yeah, you can't do that. We're going to have our prediction show later. So right now, even though we're close enough to it, I'd probably go in 2, and when we do our show in a week and a half, 5-7. They're not going to go bowling.
You've got a week and a half to mull it over.
I do. And so what's your, right now, your prediction? 6-6?
I'm going 6-6 bowl game.
Okay. Okay, out of all the games on here, is there any, because we're going to wrap, we're pretty much done here, we're going to wrap this bad boy up here because we're almost an hour somehow. Jeez. Any of those games in the second half season has upset potential?
Are you talking about for Wyoming or for anybody else?
Oh, for Wyoming, I should say. Let me clarify. They host Boise and Utah State.
I think against Fresno State.
Okay. I agree.
To Fresno State and beating them on the road. Or do you consider Colorado State an upset?
Minor, but yeah.
I mean, I consider that a rival, and if that's a win, I'm not sure how much of an upset that would be.
A little, I'd say.
I don't go for upset win on that if they beat them. But I would say Fresno State is definitely an upset.
Okay. So you got 5 wins. Or excuse me, I have 5 wins.
You have 5 wins, I have 6.
Chris has 6. That's the one I would show. Our previews are done.
Our previews are done.
The season is... Today is...
Oh, but are they done?
Well...
No, see, they aren't. We have one preview left.
Wait, what team do we forget?
We didn't forget any team. We're talking about our Giants preview.
Here's what we're doing. Today's date is... It's Tuesday, August 13th. August 12th, excuse me.
August 12th. 10 days from now.
What day is that? Let's see here. 1, 2...
Sunday, I think.
That's a Friday. August,
sometime in that weekend.
The date is flexible. Function is coming up because we are exactly 16 days from the... Actually, 15 from the first college football game. We are 16 days away from Boise State taking on Ole Miss. And UNLV plays Arizona the same night, correct?
Mm-hmm.
16 days. Do you know how close that is? That's less than 3 weeks.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, here's kind of the plan. We'll lay out our plan now because next show, if all goes according to plan, big preview, a lot of guests on, no, maybe fewer dogs barking in the background. Mine are not here, so I can't get that this time.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody's paying for a studio, I'll be happy as well. So,
right? Yeah.
Right. To go hang out in the studio somewhere. Here's the deal. We're going to have we did this about 2 years ago for the Mountain West Basketball Tournament. Tried to guest on. Worked extremely well. Chat room flowing. Questions coming through. A lot of guests. There was a fan post on our website about kind of quick hits. What's your surprise team, league winner, all that type of stuff. We're going to do something like that. We are going to keep track of these officially, even though they're going to be on the podcast. We're going to put those in written form. So if you don't want to listen to it, you can just read on the page what it says.
But it's a lot more fun to listen to.
Yeah, we screw around. So we're going to do that. We're going to have, 25 writers now, somewhere around there?
Something like that.
We have a lot of writers. A lot of schools covered, almost every school. Speaking of that, really quick, Nevada, San Jose State folks, shoot me an email, mountainwestfootball@gmail.com.
UNLV folks?
UNLV, yes, UNLV. Boise, yeah, those are the teams we really, 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 really would like to have. So if you like any passing interest, come on over, mountainwestfootball@gmail.com. But what we're going to do, we're going to have as many contributors as possible join the show and we will keep this quick, at least for each person. So, 3 minutes max, somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's going to be like,
Rapid fire.
It's going to be like, quite literally, like we're hosting a radio show and we're taking callers.
Hey, I'm familiar with that, yes. So it'll be something like that. We will give, we won't make it as long as that fan post we had, which we appreciate. Still on the front page, you can leave your play along with us. But we'll have either the chat room open on blog, we'll do Blog Talk Radio live. Because if you listen to these, you probably get they're not live, perhaps from the day we're talking about for audio reasons. So audio will take a hit for a live show. So we'll have the chat room going, bring questions, we'll have all the contributors on as possible. Those will be our official in stone picks for the year. Does that sound about right? Oh, actually, let me rephrase that. Right, so yeah. Hold on. The way I'm saying it, this show could last 5 hours. No. When we have people on, we're going to these won't be like team by team picks. We'll probably do that as well. This will be Mountain champion, West champion, conference champion, player of the year, surprise team, something like that. One of those type of deals. Not what's your record for Wyoming, Air Force, New Mexico. No, that's too long. We're hoping because the football start, like I said, football starts soon. It'll probably be the week of, maybe we'll do this in more than one show or record these and play them because we have the ability to record some, of course. Maybe we'll do that, but it'll probably be anywhere between August 13th to the 18th, somewhere in that range. Or no, no, wait, wait, that's today. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
calendar. Let's rephrase that. Probably August 20th through the 22nd. So somewhere in that range. Maybe we'll do, we'll figure something out. This is probably not the best way to discuss business right now since my calendar is not correct in front of me. Or it's user error, probably, right?
Right.
So listen, yeah, probably August 24th. That's that Sunday. We'll do our preview for the season. Probably Monday, August 25th. Yeah, and football's here before you know it, right?
Right.
Is football here now? Is it close enough to say, or do we still have to wait? Stupid, 2 more weeks of fall camp.
Soon.
Okay, there we go. So that's what we got tonight. So listen to the show. Guess on how many bowling punts there were because we didn't keep track, so let us know. And check us out at MWCConnection.com, Mountain West Connection on Twitter. Chris, how many Twitter followers does Greek Padre have?
I don't know.
Can we get Chris to 400? At Greek Padre.
Sometime before the season starts.
And I'm assuming when college football season begins, he'll have a lot more activity on the weekends. Is that right?
Hopefully.
More activity than normal? Yes, no?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. So that's what we got tonight. Wyoming preview show in the books. All 12 teams have been previewed. Check us out. You can go back to iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Radio to listen to all the previews we've done. Excellent stuff we've done so far, I believe. This show is pretty good, I'd safe to say. MWCConnection.com. Football is here. And with that, we will see everybody next week for our mega preview show within a week. So everyone have a hope you enjoyed the show and have a good one.